stations are tuned in too.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're global. And we have a couple of things we're going to talk about today. And if you'd like to come in, this is the number. The number is 319-527-6099. That's the number, 319-527-6099. That's the number to get your voice heard. That's the number to get you your opinion heard around the world. With the fires, California, the flooding on the East Coast, the flooding in Europe, Afghanistan, and the virus, the coronavirus, COVID-19, sure seems like end of days. Normally we don't do this. We're going to catch up on some news and our main story. So there's a new wrinkle you can use now in your custody battles. Headline, family court. Unvaccinated spouse should not get custody of children. What are your thoughts on that? It was a judge. A judge asking mother if she got the coronavirus vaccine. She said no. And he revoked custody of her son. I'd like to know if this is right. I've been thinking about this overnight, and you'll be surprised what I think. And I have other stories, too, that I did not put there. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know. I have been looking for it on the other press, and I can't find it. Well, this is a story about, remember that kid, the black kid, who was kind of, I don't know if he was autistic or whatever, and the police stopped him. And they shot him. Let me see if I can get it. Because that's kind of interesting. Like I said, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if it's true because I don't see it anywhere else. I will find it, and before we do it, Elijah McClain. I will find that story. I don't know it. The source says it's coming from CBS, but I still have to check it out. That'll be our next story. And, of course, Trump's acting like an asshole again. And I didn't know NASCAR bitches can tweet a disturbing message, a vague message about her husband to destroy his career. These are things that's going on. But like I said, normally we don't do this. But the world is changing. I got to hear the news. So what we're going to do is listen to some headlines. And here we go. I guess my big news source will probably be CBS News. And this is what's happening in your neighborhood. This is live, CBS News. And we're talking about Ida right now. And I can't believe what's happening with Louisiana. And if we're lucky, we have two people from Louisiana maybe calling in. And here's the news.
Overnight, remnants of Ida bringing dangerous flooding with at least 8 people dead, parts of New York and New Jersey getting up to a foot of rain, and those waters are turning roads into rivers, shutting down the subways here in New York. We also saw multiple tornadoes.
Take a look at this chopper shot from our Philly station, WPDI, giving a live look at the floodwaters in Jersey and Pennsylvania this morning. The governor of New Jersey is standing by right now. He's going to talk to us in a moment, but first, Ginger starts off in hard-hit Passaic, New Jersey. Good morning, Ginger.
Ginger, where's Mary?
Good morning to you, Michael. From me in New Orleans, the Ida remnants following us up here. You can see the debris and the water line on this car shows you how high it was, at least waist-deep here in Passaic. This morning, 2 people are missing, thought to have been swept away in the river. 1 person in this town is dead, at least. And people are telling me that the water here was higher than with Superstorm Sandy. It is one thing to forecast the historic rain. It's another to live it, watch it unfold, and all of us living in this new climate and extreme reality.
A flash flooding siege in the Northeast. State of emergency in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Multiple deaths reported as the remnants of Ida merged with the front to produce chaos. For the first time in recorded history, the National Weather Service issuing a flash flood emergency for all 5 boroughs of New York City. More than 7 inches of rain in just a few hours. The Western Hemisphere's busiest subway system shut down. Waterfalls pouring down station stairs, trains pulling into fine platforms submerged. People wading through waist-high water. Above ground, stranded cars and water rescues everywhere.
FDNY members rescuing someone who has been trapped in that Jeep for now well over an hour.
Our New York station, WABC, right there as a man was finally brought to safety. And in Queens, a partial building collapse. At least 2 people killed. And at Newark Airport in New Jersey, the wettest day ever recorded. Flooding taking over baggage claim terminals. Hundreds of flights canceled. Passaic, New Jersey Mayor Hector Lura pleading during the storm for people to stay inside.
We have too many areas where the flooding has gotten so bad that cars are stuck and we have bodies underwater. We are now retrieving bodies.
The same system torturing southern New Jersey and Pennsylvania earlier in the evening with at least 6 tornadoes.
Look at that tornado!
Nearly 25 homes in Mullica Hill, a total loss. Others shredded.
See branches start to get carried by the wind past my house. The chair on our front porch got flipped, and it was nuts.
In Horsham, Pennsylvania, the storm uprooting trees, tipping semis, and in Allegheny County, 41 people, mostly students, in this bus rescued. Attributing the frequency of these extreme rainfall events to human-caused climate change.
In reality, what was once the 100-year flood, the flood that had about a 1% chance of happening any given year, isn't the 100-year flood anymore.
And listen to this. You have to see this video again from 6ABC in Philadelphia. Over the Schuylkill River, just because the rain has pulled away does not mean that the flooding is going to stop. That river expected to hit a record high in the next 48 hours. We will see more flooding, especially along rivers here in the Northeast. We had more than 8 inches of rain widespread happen in just 2 to 3 hours. Y'all, that is called flash flooding. It is receding now quickly behind me as we speak, but unfortunately behind it we will see debris. And I think the question we now will have is, how do we live sustainably? How do we make permeable roads? How do we live in this new extreme reality?
A lot of good questions there, Ginger.
Not no good questions. All right, there we go. Never take advice from some chick named Ginger when there's a flood in the street. I'd rather go to the professor. He's the one who has the answer. I think this is Joe. 201, you're live on the air. 201? You're live on the air. Okay. I'm going to keep your phone open, 201. But you are live on the air. Well, there you go. There's a flooding. They're talking about the flooding. That's in New York. And New York has some issues, but we're not going to forget our friends in Louisiana. And we're just going over a little bit of news because what's happening is crazy. And New York has some more problems. And so you got flooding in New York. I think it's going to Boston, Philadelphia, probably Connecticut. And people are just losing their cars, they're losing their pets, they're losing basically everything they have. Here we go. Let's go to the news again.
Bronx here in New York with the latest on that. Good morning, Ariel.
Good morning to you, George. The aftermath of that catastrophic storm still very much being felt in areas of the Bronx. You can take a look. I'm standing in about a foot of water where I am, but if I were to walk a little bit further, it is much, much deeper over there. You can see cars are inundated, and the water level, likely where that trash is on the hood of that car last night. We saw dozens of cars abandoned on the roadway as we made our way here to the Bronx, an unprecedented flash flood emergency for all 5 boroughs of New York City for the first time ever. That water rushing in fast, just blindsiding drivers who were on the roadways last night, many of them stranded in their cars, abandoning them after hours. Dangerous scenes playing out across New York City. We saw them play out last night. This was truly unprecedented. We know that there was a travel ban for non-emergency vehicles in effect until about 5 a.m. this morning. That has since expired, but officials are warning it will be a messy commute for millions as they make their way in this morning, George.
Wow, look at Ariel.
New customers get our
fresh. Ariel's hotter than Ginger. I think I'm going to pay attention to her. Ginger is just a flake. Let's try it again. 201. Is this you, Joe?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How you doing, buddy?
I'm having problems with the app. Again. So there's nothing
sometimes,
new.
Sometimes the app, sometimes Blog Talk, like King
kinda
said yesterday.
Choppy.
Yes. You're choppy or me?
It's not the... No, you're choppy. I'm probably the one who's got the... I'm probably the one that's a fault. The fucking app. Again.
I can hear you, but I can't... You know what? What I'll do, Joe, is I'll go for a break, and then I'll reboot my computer, just in case it's me, because you're the only one in the studio. So let me go take a quick break, and I'll reboot.
But if I have to call back in, I might be able to call back in, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You want me to
All
call
right,
back
buddy.
In?
Sure. Sure.
I mean,
and take your time, because let me
rebooting?
Just take a little break. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means
but I'm going
to
play
call
a song.
Back in,
so you...
Right.
I'm going to play a song
okay.
so you know I'm still on the air. I'm still on the air by playing a song. All right, buddy. I'll see you when you get back.
All right. I'll probably take
if
a few
I were a boy.
Okay. And we'll be right back after this.
Even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted, and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were a boy,
were a boy, then girl, you'd understand. You need to stop listening to your friends. Love, respect, and trust your man. So I go to clubs with a guy, and sometimes flirt with a girl. I should be able to roll out as long as I'm coming home to you and give you the world. But you're not a boy, so you don't have a clue, babe, how I'm working, pay the bill. Girl, everything I do is for you, babe. I listen to her, cause I know how it hurts when you lose the one you wanted, cause he's taking you for granted and everything you had got destroyed. If I were a boy,
if I were a girl,
I would turn off my phone.
I wouldn't play games.
Tell everyone it's broken, so they think that I was sleeping alone.
Girl, you know that's wrong.
I put myself first and make the rules as I go. That she'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home.
But you're not.
Badass Beyonce and the great R. Kelly. Wow. Hey, Joe, can you hear me better now? Did you reboot? Ooh, maybe not. I can't hear you, buddy. If you're talking, I can't hear you. But I'm assuming I'm okay here. I got to go on with the show, but I'm going to leave your mic open just in case you can hear me. There you are again. Now I can tell you. Now I know it's your app. Hey, Joe.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we have just a slight delay, but don't worry about it. We'll work with it. Welcome back.
Okay. So you've got what, Mike? You've got two of my numbers up there?
Yeah. Well, they're the same number, but yeah, two numbers. Boy, this is a long delay. Ellen and Rudy may come into the studio today. They let us know what's happening with Louisiana. And I'm hoping Joe can get his app together, because then we're going to get to our – we got one more story, then we're going to get to our main story. And it's just ridiculous what's happening in New York. But – don't forget, I know New York is a new kid on the block. We're still dealing with Ida in Louisiana. I mean, I don't know if I could even live in these areas. Here we are. I'm tired of the Caliban. You know, it's probably be easy to get a cheap home in Louisiana right now, to tell you the truth. I'm always thinking about property. It'd probably be easier. Let's see. Here we go. Let's see the latest in Louisiana. Here you go. This is going to be, this is according to ABC News. Because their last thing I heard is that they won't have electricity or power for about 4 to 6 weeks. But let's see if we can get an update right now. And here we are. This is Louisiana News from ABC News. I mean,
Ida, power restored to a small section of New Orleans, but so much of the city is still without electricity, and that means they are without air conditioning as the temperatures are rising. Matt Gutman is there in New Orleans with the latest on this. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Cecilia. This is going to be the fifth day without power here, and the desperation is growing for food, for water, but above all, for fuel. We're at a gas station in hard-hit La Plata. Terrible flooding here. But when you see in that centro with a 7-month-old infant has been here since 2 a.m., and with our drone, I want you to take a look at this stream of cars and those headlights snaking all the way to the horizon. All those people are defying curfew. That's how desperate they are for fuel, especially for gas cans, for generators, and families with members who are dependent on medical devices. They getting fuel and keeping those generators going is a matter of life and death. But EMS officials reporting a 185% increase in call volume, partly driven by carbon monoxide poisonings. 12 people hospitalized in New Orleans yesterday. 7 of them are children. Now, you mentioned the lights flickering back on in New Orleans, but only 3% of power transmission is back on in this area. There is a forest worth of power poles down, and if you stretch the power lines all the way out, it would reach Russia. The scale of that infrastructural damage is one of the major reasons President Biden will be visiting here tomorrow. This storm is estimated to have cost, just here in Louisiana, tens of billions of dollars. Cecilia.
So much destruction. Okay, Matt, thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Did they say all those power poles that are down, if you put them in line, it will reach Russia? Did I hear that? Not quite sure. Let me check to see if Joe's still in. Well, I see two numbers that tells me Joe's having problems with his app. And one's probably a delay. Joe, are you there? Okay. You're having problems with your app. Oh, okay. And here's one of our stories that we're going to get into. It did make the ABC News, so it is true. This is a story. You guys remember Eliza McClain? This is our, we might as well do the story now. Let's get to our stories. Here we go. Our main story, I already told you, was that a woman, she lost custody of her child because she was not vaccinated. Part two is about Elijah. You guys remember Elijah. Elijah was a black kid who may have autism, but he did not quite understand. He didn't want the officers touching him because he felt uncomfortable. He even said it. Please don't touch me. I'm a good person. And basically they killed him. Here's the story right here, and we'll get in. This is our second story.
What were you designing today?
It's a sad, sad story, but I think this was like maybe a year ago. And I was wondering what happened to the officers. Well, we got the update here, and I guess it is true. I could report it. Here's the story right now, ABC News.
Elijah McClain case. Three officers and two paramedics indicted in the 2019 death of the young black man who died after being put in a chokehold while walking home from a convenience store. Marcus Moore has the latest. Good morning, Marcus.
Michael, good morning. These indictments come 2 years after Elijah McClain, who was unarmed, died following an altercation with police.
You know, hearing, what's his name, from the New York Giants, he has bass in his voice. He is now a TV game show host. And then switch it to this guy. You almost can hear the sugar in their blood, right? The gay guy. I don't know if he's gay, but come on, you're a big guy. Listen to the guy when they switch it over.
Man who died after being put in a chokehold while walking home from a convenience store. Marcus Moore has the latest. Good morning, Marcus.
Michael, good morning. These indictments come 2 years after Elijah McClain, who was unarmed, died following an altercation with police, and there had been loud calls for justice, and now comes this development. This grainy body camera video captures portions of Elijah McClain's last moments alive. Police confronted the 23-year-old as he walked home alone from a grocery store 2 years ago. McClain died after a struggle with the officers. Now this morning, three policemen and two paramedics face criminal charges for the young man's death.
Our goal is to seek justice for Elijah McClain, for his family and friends, and for our state.
I've been praying for all of us. What I want, my son fought for his life and dead for his life.
The Colorado grand jury indictment detailing the 32 total counts levied against the officers and first responders, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. On August 24, 2019, three Aurora police officers responded to a 911 call about a masked man acting suspiciously.
Hey, stop right there. Stop. Stop. I have a right to stop you because you're being suspicious.
McClain's family later explained that he suffered from a blood condition that often made him feel cold.
Stop tensing up.
No, let go of me.
Stop tensing up.
No, I am an introvert. Please respect the boundaries that I am speaking.
Officers tackling McClain, then putting him in a karate.
Poor guy. That's a sad part of it right there. When they try to stop him, he says, I am an introvert. Please respect my boundaries that I'm speaking. Poor guy. Joe, I think I hear you breathing. I'm not quite sure. See if I got Joe. Oh, my God. There's like three numbers of Joe. Joe. Are you there?
Oh, Jesus, really? Three fucking numbers?
It's all right. You sound good. Do we have a delay?
Not right now, we don't.
That was one, I mean, that was so sad for this guy. I am an introvert. Well, you remember Elijah, he's a black kid that just went to the store. He was wearing a mask. This is before the pandemic. He has, his parents said, there's some kind of blood condition. And the cops, well, here it is right here. They stopped him. Basically, they put him in a chokehold and killed him. And all he wanted to do was go home. He didn't really talk to people. Like he said, I am an introvert. Please respect my boundaries that I am speaking. Poor guy.
Oh.
Here he goes.
Okay.
You know, it's sad, right? So this cop stopped him from acting suspicious. I guess he looked suspicious because he was black and shopping. You can't get any more suspicious than that. You know, black people don't eat. I mean, my God.
No, you don't need to.
Yeah, see? Yeah, look at you, see?
Why are you kidding me? Come on.
You should have been full with that cannibal soup. Yeah, see, you ate your neighbor, see? But here it is. Let me see if I can get to the part where respect my boundaries. So here's the story right here.
This grainy body camera video captures portions of Elijah McClain's last moments alive. Police confronted the 23-year-old as he walked home alone from a grocery store 2 years ago. McClain died after a struggle with the officers. Now this morning, three policemen and two paramedics face criminal charges for the young man's death.
Our goal is to seek justice for Elijah McClain, for his family and friends, and for our state.
I've been praying for all of us. What I want, my son fought for his life and dead for his life.
The Colorado grand jury indictment detailing the 32 total counts levied against the officers and first responders, including manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. On August 24, 2019, three Aurora police officers responded to a 911 call about a masked man acting suspiciously.
Hey, stop right there. Stop. Stop. I have a right to stop you because you're being suspicious.
Here's the problem. Now, if Sarge was here, you know, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. He kept walking when the police said stop. You know, I mean, my heart goes for him. I mean, Eliza, my heart goes for you. You may not understand or you may not long for this world, But we had that talk with Sarge when he was here, when you know, they get a little upset when you don't obey their commands. And I don't know if he understood it or not, because his reply was, I have the right to walk because what was his thing? Because I'm an introvert, I must be on my way or something like that. And a cop will say, I have the right to stop you because you're being suspicious. Mm. Now remember, he was wearing a mask before the pandemic. So,
Before the pandemic?
Yeah, this is before the pandemic. He was way ahead of his time. His parents said that he had like a blood disease, that he's always cold and kept him warm. But again, here it is. The police don't know that he's a strange kid.
He's got some kind of autism. That's what the kid has.
That's what I originally heard, but his parents didn't mention that. They just said he had some kind of blood disease. I don't know.
Yeah,
I thought it was autism.
Yeah.
But here you go. He says, I have a right to go where I am going. Wow. Pretty gutsy for an Aussie. Oh, should we say Aussie?
What's an Aussie? An autism kid?
What's an Aussie?
Oh, good going, Brian. You just made up the wrong word.
Mr. Sensitive. Oh, God. Now I'm losing the autism audience. I'm sorry, dudes. But here we go.
Oh, they don't know. They don't know anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, but I need the OCD people. They keep listening to my show. Yeah. That's my ratings. Here we go. Let's listen to Aussie. Here we go. Make it up your own words Aussie. Again.
Make it up to Aussie. Oh, yeah, you're going to get back the autism crowd, all right.
Mm-hmm. I know. Don't be picketing me.
You're
going to
be a champion of those people.
Well, here you go, right here.
Stop. I have a right to stop you because you're being suspicious. McLean's family later explained that he suffered from a blood condition that often made him feel cold.
Stop sensing up.
No,
let go of me.
No, I am an introvert. Please respect the boundaries that I am speaking.
Officer.
I should try that. When a cop tries to put his handcuffs on me, I am an introvert. Please respect my boundaries in which I am speaking. Oh, my. I know.
You know what? I can understand people being very irritated. Oh, God. Does this have to...
You're fine.
Can you hear me now? Can you still hear me?
Yes.
I'm all right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I can understand how people are irritated when they're stopped by the cops, especially if they're being stopped like once, twice, three times a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the wisest thing to do is still to obey their commands. They're still the bear. Mm-hmm. They still got the gun. Don't resist. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he's
That's
saying, I am.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, it's like your heart, and you feel for the guy, but when you tell the cops when he's trying to talk to you or arrest you, I am an introvert. Please respect my boundaries. It's like, what?
I mean, when you say something like that, the cops got to go, oh, I got a fucking nut job here. You didn't say I have autism. I have Asperger's. He didn't say I got a condition. He says, I'm an introvert. Please respect my boundaries because I just don't like dealing with people. You know, it sounds like a nut. Sounds like a nut. So, you know, the cops still have to. Hey, do you think you would make a good cop?
No. I don't know.
Neither would I.
I wouldn't
have the patience.
You wouldn't? I would like to think so, but I just know that I just don't have the patience for regular people, and you know, I just don't have it. I think I would be a bad cop. I don't have patience. You wouldn't?
I wouldn't laugh.
I don't have patience for morons.
No.
Really?
Yeah. First off, I wouldn't like the restrictions put on the cops. I have seen some videos where people have condemned the cops, and I thought the cops were doing their job.
Right.
They were using force. I've seen women get out of the cars to go march towards cops at a traffic stop and start pointing fingers at them and everything. The cop is not there to have fingers pointed at them. The cop is there to try to, if he's if he's a halfway decent cop, to try to get some information, write out a ticket, go on his way. I didn't like it when I got tickets, but I kept my mouth shut, you know?
Right.
And the cop left me alone. I fucking cursed the cop under my breath. I went to court. I beat the ticket. But, you know, it's an inconvenience. But it's better than having somebody, some fucking cop, take out his baton and beat you over the head simply because he didn't, you know, his wife doesn't want to fuck that night.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you because I keep thinking, what is the benefit of it? We think the cop is always going to – it's like the sporting events I see when people – and it's getting to a point where I cannot watch basketball because every other play, they're arguing with the referee. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you arguing with the referee? He's not going to change the rules. You just want to get your little spot on TV and get it to be annoying. Same thing in baseball where they kick sand on the – or they kick dirt on the umpire. It's like all of a sudden he's going to go, oh, my God, you're really upset? Okay, I'm sorry. It was a ball instead of a strike. You feel better? What is it? So to argue with a cop, and you're right, because his wife did not give him a blowjob that night, or his, you know, what is he going to do? Oh, I'm sorry. You're really upset. So, you know, I'm going to change this ticket because I want you to have a better day. Goodbye. I don't understand the concept. I'm like you, Joe. I want this guy to get us gone as fast as possible. I'm going to obey. You know, if he wants to do his little man thing to feel better as a man, you know, all right. Because I'm not arguing with nobody with a gun. Yes, officer.
No. That's for
you
sure.
Know.
That's my attitude. Now, you got the gun, I don't. Yeah,
right.
You know, whatever you say, sir, as long as you don't, you don't push it. As long as you can write this up quickly, let me get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah, that's it. I want you gone. Whatever you say. Miss Jackson, put your hand on the wheel. Oh, sure. You mean this wheel, the big one? Okay. Without, you want me to dance while I'm on the wheel? You want some coffee? I mean, you seem a little agitated. You know, anything.
Yeah. That'll make the cop feel real good. Now, that's what I should say. Sir, you want some coffee? Why are you arresting me? Can I get you some coffee? Fucking wise ass. We'll take out a fucking baton and beat the fuck out of him.
I would. You have a bag of donuts in the car just in case of emergency of a cop. Here, boy. Yeah. Throw the donut out the window.
Yeah.
See, you can get through.
You can't arrest me, officer, unless you have a bag of donuts in the car. Okay?
Exactly.
Can we stop at Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme? Thanks a lot, buddy. Thank you much. Thanks.
Exactly. It's like, but this guy, I don't think he fully had his capacities. I don't know.
No,
I mean, he's speaking. Well, he used the word introvert. I mean, I don't even use that word. Somebody explained it to him what an introvert was.
What do you mean, even I?
I'm still at the three letters. Leave me alone. I'll get the words.
It does have three syllables, so you made it, Brian. Yeah.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah,
I learned it from the sad thing. I learned it from him. Well, here's the finish of this. Here we go.
Officers tackling McClain, then putting him in a carotid chokehold, which restricts blood flow to the brain. McClain pleading with him that he is nonviolent.
I'm so sorry. I have no gun. I don't do that stuff. I don't do.
At one point, even crying out three words that have become rallying cries against police brutality. The officers later claiming that the 23-year-old had reached for one of their guns. And prosecutors say this was a critical moment. Paramedics arriving at the scene and injecting McClain with what prosecutors say was a lethal amount of the powerful anesthetic ketamine. The Aurora Police Association defending the officers, saying in a statement to ABC News, there is no evidence that APD officers caused his death. The hysterical overreaction to this case has severely damaged the police department.
You fucking police department. Well, this kind of death is going to really get a black smudge on our record. It might go on our permanent record. There's no evidence except for this dead body and a video, which we will edit later, that we caused his death. Oh, I'm sorry. 8 months forward, we're going to court. Well, there might have been a little problem. Well, the nerve of that, you know, that statement was kind of rude, don't you think? I mean, listen to that statement from the police department. That is kind of a rude statement.
ABC News, there is no evidence that APD officers caused his death. The hysterical overreaction to this case has severely damaged the police department.
This police department needs to be disbanded.
Wow. The guy died in your custody, and you have the nerve to say this overreaction? The guy died. You injected him with something. Now he's even...
Who did?
I mean, the guy
cops?
Was... Yeah, the cops, when they had him down, they injected him with some kind of... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what they injected him with. And then they have the nerve to say, eh, you made us look bad. I mean, come on. I mean, he was already weird as it was. Now you made him into a more weirder vegetable. I mean, first he was an eggplant. Now you made him into...
Yeah.
What?
He's a real weird vegetable now.
I mean, you know, poor Otzi.
He's no longer an acceptable vegetable.
He's no longer. I mean, it's like that carrot that had that big thing, like that other head of a carrot. This poor guy. I mean, at my heart. We got to finish this because I'm really getting mad at these officers.
What was the headline of your show? What was the headline today of your show?
The headline is that, and we're going to talk about it right now. So this woman goes to, and I was going to get, I don't need to talk. This is our second story, so it's almost over. But
okay.
Our main story is this woman goes to family court.
Mm-hmm.
She's fighting for custody. The husband tells the judge she should not have custody because she's not vaccinated. The judge asked her, ma'am, are you vaccinated? Is that right? And she says, no, Your Honor, I am not vaccinated. And he gave full custody to the husband because she was unvaccinated.
Unvaccinated? Really? Okay.
But that's going to be an interesting thing, isn't it? So that's our main story. I mean, I didn't even think of that other area. Because if I was fighting for a custody battle, I would say, hey, she's not vaccinated. Why should my son be, you know, with this person who's irresponsible, who cannot make the proper decision, who put people's lives at risk, including my son? How can I trust her to make sure my son is wearing a mask when he goes to school? If she doesn't believe, if she has these theories like Donald Trump and other right-wing nut jobs about... or AnOn views. Put my son. I thought about it. You know, you hear the first time you hear it, it's kind of a shock. It's like, what? But then when you start really thinking about it, I don't know. It makes some sense to me because
what?
Would you put you? Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. What about you?
What is it that makes sense to you?
It makes sense that the judge will not give custody to this woman who happens to be unvaccinated. Right.
Well,
right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You sound like you turned over and you're ready. You just get loading up your gun right now going, okay, there's, you're going to use that. I am not talking to you. I am an introvert. I should be on my way, sir.
Yeah. I want to see some video of that when you get stopped. I want you to use that. So, officer, I am an introvert. Would you like to come on my show? Because I am definitely an introvert.
That's right. And I must be on my way. Good day, sir.
Please don't
get
the video. Don't stop me.
Exactly. You'll be hearing me scream like the bitch. Ow! Ow! What are you hitting me?
What are you hitting me for? I got to go to work.
Really.
I'm an introvert.
I got to go to work. You made me a vegetable. Now my show is better. Thank you. Fuck you, officer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to OTC. OTC time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the main topic. So I'll finish this up and I'll go to that one because it'll be an early show today. I got some things I got to do. Here we go. We'll finish this up.
A little amount of powerful anesthetic ketamine. The Aurora Police Association defending the officers, computers say, was a lethal amount of the powerful anesthetic ketamine. The Aurora Police Association, paramedics arriving at the scene and injecting McLean with what prosecutors say was a lethal amount of the powerful anesthetic ketamine. The Aurora Police Association defending the officers, saying in a statement to ABC News, there is no evidence that APD officers caused his death. The hysterical overreaction to this case has severely damaged the police department.
The police department needs to be disbanded and rebuilt from the ground up.
McLean's death gained national attention during the months of protests following the police killing of George Floyd. Since then, Colorado has banned the use of chokeholds and bars paramedics from using ketamine to subdue suspects. Now McLean's family wants their son to be remembered as a gentle young man who had a bright future.
He was a giver, giver of love, giver of whatever he can to make you feel better, even if he's not feeling good.
Family members also said that Elijah used to play the violin at the animal shelter, hoping they would not feel lonely.
I mean, you got to love a guy who plays the violin at the animal shelter and hope that the dogs don't feel lonely. I can imagine those poor bastards. He's sitting there going, hello, puppies, let me play you a song. And all you hear is, probably hurting their ears.
Yeah.
It's like, get the fuck out. That high-pitched noise.
That's the poor guy. Poor dog, whatever he's playing.
I'm going to the animal shelter. You know what it reminds me of is when, if I say that, I'm going to lose my audience. Oh, I cannot say it, but I must. You know when the Jews
were... Oh, boy, here we go, folks. All right,
here we go.
I want to listen to this. I want to hear the sound of silence when you finish this. Okay.
I know. You know when the Jews went to the gas chamber, they had an orchestra and they had a chorus singing, so it kept their mind off of the gas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it reminds me of the same thing with the dogs. It's like we're in the pound. They're going to euthanize us, and we got this guy coming in playing, you know, on a violin. Can you imagine that violin?
That's where you go with that. Yeah. I'm an introvert. Yeah. And the dogs are going, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
I know the dogs are
Can you imagine? I know. Here you play the violin, you got the fucking dogs trying to bite him in the ass. Get the fuck out. I'm an introvert.
I never. You want me to play another song for you, doggy?
All the dogs are lining up at the window, hoping you come about an explosion like a bite his fucking nose off.
I know.
Get the fuck out of here.
I know. Oh, that is just...
Oh, poor man. You know, the cop should have realized something right away when the guy said, I'm an introvert. Either he was a wise ass or he had mental problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They were just pissed at that time because we're talking to Sarge. And Sarge said the same thing. It's like, you know, I get a little disturbed or perturbed when I give a command and they just don't obey it. I could have had a bad day, blah, 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 blah. They said stop three times. They kept on walking, you know. I mean, that's the song. Yeah. Stop three times before we shoot you and we choke you. You're dead in the park. Should have listened to me. Exactly.
Yeah. I remember that song.
Yes.
Can
you
not? I remember that. That was Orlando. Orlando and whatever the fuck the river.
Don.
Orlando,
Tony and Don.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Knock three times so I can come downstairs and fuck you.
Exactly. Wait, let me give you the music to it. Son Benjamin, who's 9 years old, who's going to play for us.
It is sad what happened to him. He used to play for the doggy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is just sad.
Oh, that's
sad.
She
couldn't just crawl in the coffin and shut it down because you wouldn't want to hear anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
well, that's
fair.
Let's finish this story.
It's a sad day.
It's a very sad day. What happened to that young man? Who
Where are the doggies? Poor doggies are missing him.
What's even worse, they're police dogs.
You're going to bite his ass now. I know. Oh, fuck.
Get his ass! Get his ass!
Oh, God.
Here we go, right here.
Somebody's going to go to his funeral and start playing that on his cell phone. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
I got to hear that poor guy's funeral.
I know.
It's so sad. He's an introvert. Played violin for the dogs.
Exactly. But he was... It's even sadder. He'll probably win a Grammy for his song.
Yeah.
Here's the song, Eek.
I know. Eek. For the doggy. Oh,
yeah,
for the
doggy. Oh, man.
The doggies love them. Bite his ass.
But we got to finish this. Here you go.
During the month of protests following the police killing of George Floyd. Since then, Colorado has banned the use of chokeholds and bars paramedics from using ketamine to subdue suspects. Now McLean's family wants their son to be remembered as a gentle young man who had a bright future.
He was a giver. Giver of love, giver of whatever he can to make you feel better, even if he's not feeling good.
If he's not feeling good.
Family members also said that Elijah used to play the violin at the animal shelter, hoping they would not feel lonely. That's the kind of guy he was. And as we mentioned before, guys, there were calls, very loud calls for justice, and the family believes that these indictments are indeed a step to that end. Guys.
That was a tragic story. There you go.
I know. Played the violin for the dog. He was a fucking humanitarian.
He was.
And the dogs, they knew he was an introvert. Bite his fucking ass.
And I'm sure he was very talented. I'm sure he was.
Oh, they said he had a bright future. How bright could a future be when he tells a fucking cop, you got to respect my boundaries, officer. I'm a fucking introvert.
Yeah.
I'm late for my violin lesson. Okay. Oh, well.
Then I'm going to Carnegie Hall. Oh, man. That is a sad. I don't know. So inappropriate, this show. So just when we thought I can go really low, it's like the lowest of the low, I find another dark hole. And she's going to crawl into that one. Man. I don't think I need to go any further with that story and what's happening now with them, to be honest with you, is they're going to go to court. They're filing charges, criminal charges, manslaughter. Mm. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know what their defense will be, but that's what they're going to do. See, you know, wasn't August supposed to be George Floyd, the rest of the guys, the other officers? I thought it was supposed to be in August we're supposed to have that trial with the rest of the police officers who were, there too and didn't stop that cop from killing George Floyd. I wonder what happened to that case. I wonder what happened there.
Well, I guess they're going to go on trial. And as soon as they do, then the mainstream media will pick it up and play it over and over again.
I wonder, did they settle, though? Because I thought it was supposed to be in August, tell you the truth. So I'm wondering if they settled it. And the pandemic and other stories took that. I don't know. But it was supposed to be, I thought it was supposed to be in August when we start seeing them on live. So anyway, to finish the story, that happened in 2020. This is 2021, so a year, that's good. The Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser launched an independent investigation. Can you say Attorney General Phil Weiser wants to probably be a congressman? I mean, this is the kind of case that will launch your career if you win, you know what I mean? Then you go to office on this kind of case. He launched an independent investigation into McClain's death and in January announced a grand jury would be determined whether the officers and paramedics involved should be charged. The local district attorney had in 2019 declined to file charges, citing inconclusive evidence surrounding how McClain died. Weiser on Wednesday said two Aurora police officers, Nathan Woodyard and Randy Rodema, former police officers Jason Rosenblatt in Arroyo Fire and rescue paramedics Jeremy Cooper. I mean, these are a lot of people. They all been charged with one count of manslaughter and one count of criminally negligent, homicide. Oh, my God. Can you imagine, even if these names are now etched in racist memorials, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their lives are ruined. The names are out. Their lives are ruined. Their kids, the school that they're going to with other kids, guess what's going to happen to those kids? Yeah. So.
I mean, what, the kids of the cops?
The kids of the cops and the kids of the of the rescue paramedics. I mean, the names are out. I mean, somewhere, somehow, some kid, if they have children, they're going to school somewhere. They're going to know about this.
Yeah, that's true.
And their lives are ruined. Well as it should be, to tell you the damn truth. I mean, Maestro here, I should not call him Maestro.
Oh, Maestro. Oh, you're talking about the violin player, the guy that died.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, okay. Maestro. Oh man. You know, you just never stop going down the rabbit hole.
I don't do it.
You know what? I lost about half the audience. Let me lose the other half.
Exactly. I must have a shovel. I got a shovel. I got to use it. Oh, another hole.
Yeah.
You know, as well as they should. I think those people should help be held accountable. McLean, it says here, McLean had just been walking home from a convenience store wearing a ski mask when someone called 911 to report a suspicious person. What's so suspicious with a black man walking around in a ski mask at 110 degree weather at nighttime? Nothing to see here.
Not anymore. Not
right.
Anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Not anymore. Now with the pandemic, everybody's wearing masks.
Exactly. When you don't, you know, we got to a point when you don't wear a mask, that's where we're going to get pissed off at you. That's where we're getting mad at you when you don't wear one now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, what happened is a poor bastard. Three arriving officers tried to arrest the unarmed man using a carotid, C-A-R-O-T-I-D, I don't know what it is, carotid,
C-A-R-O-T-I-D,
the chokehold, basically, using a chokehold.
Oh, the carotid.
Well, if you want to go carotid, I say carotid, tomato, whatever.
All right, we'll go with what you say, Brian.
Carotid. They have it. Maybe they. I don't know where my eyes are. Here, let me put these things on. They're called glasses. I wonder, do they help? Anyway, it's a technique where pressure is placed on both sides of the neck, tackling him to the ground. The fire department personnel later injected him with a sedative ketamine. Why am I reading this early in the morning? Why don't I get the audio version of these words? Turn the whole story. What's the hell of a, what is a carotid? What's up the story again?
What's a carotid?
People, let's listen to Brian so we can. Play it, Maestro.
I know. The most quiet dog in the fucking bullpen. He's going, oh, get that violent out of here. Get that introverted piece of shit out of the fucking
dog. Suffered enough. We're behind bars, really.
We got the mic show.
Nobody's adopting our ass for the last 2 weeks. We're sitting here in our own shit, and we got Maestro here.
We got Maestro here. Oh, he'll cheer us up.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
Is
there anybody left in your audience today, or is everybody just
there is not a single person left on this planet. I think they just lost everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are listening to some other show right now. Oh, the psychic lady. Better than this stuff. Well, there you go. Well, then we're going to go to our other story, which is really quick because I have a meeting to go to. And I'd like your opinion. Here's the story, Joe. I wonder, I don't have it on audio, so the story is as a judge. Here we go. Why do I have this here? It's a judge. Yeah, Joe, what do you think of it? I already set it up. I find I already said it. A judge. Why am I getting the wrong thing? Okay, here we go.
A judge
asked a mother if she got the vaccine.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said no. Right. And he revoked custody of her son. When Rebecca Firlit, that's F-I-R-L-I-T, Firlit, joined a virtual court hearing with her ex-husband earlier this month, the Chicago mother expected the proceedings to focus on child support. Okay. But the judge had other plans. One of the first things he asked me, just according to her, was whether or not I was vaccinated. Verlet, who's 39, told the newspaper that. And she was not. She said no, explaining that she has had adverse reaction to vaccines in the past. Now, listen to what she is saying, because the bitch is saying this. She did not go to the doctor. She didn't get diagnosed. There's not a doctor that says you are suffering from some immune deficiencies. She's saying on her own diagnosis that she had adverse reaction to the vaccine. Now, I had adverse reaction to alcohol last night. It got me drunk. This morning, I don't like the feeling. I'm hungover, lightheaded, but I'm not saying I'm allergic to alcohol. So when she says I have adverse reactions to vaccines, how many vaccines have you taken, lady, in the last year? How would you know unless you did? I mean, if you're telling me that you took some flu shots or the HPV, okay. But you just can't make a statement saying, I have adverse reaction to vaccines in the past. That's her excuse. And I call bullshit. Wait a minute. Listen to this. Hello. Hello, Ellie. Hello, Father.
Nope, wrong one.
How are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Hello, Rudy. Rudy, okay, let me give you the breaking news, because Rudy's only here for a little bit because, Rudy's in Louisiana. He said he was going to come in and give us an update on what's going on with Ida, because I don't know. Okay. And it's all you.
Well, we got one city. It's called Grand Isle. It's uninhabitable. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back to live.
Wow.
It was completely destroyed.
Are you serious?
I spent 7.5 hours yesterday in line to get gas. And I thought I was smart.
Wow.
I got in line at 5:45 in the morning. Like, hey, I'll be on the first one. Nope. They had people sleeping at the gas pump at 2:30 in the morning.
Damn. And Rudy's from Louisiana.
What happened?
Get...
Was there a disaster, a hurricane, a flood? What happened?
Yeah, he's from. This is Ellen's. This is Rudy and Ellen. This is Rudy.
Hurricane Ida.
Oh,
no, it's been
hey, Rudy,
big news.
He's talking about Hurricane Ida. He's in Louisiana.
Destroying Louisiana.
Oh.
This thing's going through.
Okay.
I was listening to radio earlier. This thing went up through New Jersey, New York, causing flooding up there.
Yeah.
We got a lot of damage around here.
They're saying now Rudy is in the area of Jefferson Parish. I've been hearing a lot about that in the news. So, Rudy, tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods in Jefferson Parish.
Well, most of the systems, it's like we haven't had power really since Sunday. Only ones that have power are people with generators. Then you got to have gas to run the generators. So you got to wait on gas trucks. You got to wait in line for 7.5 hours to get gas. And they're only allowing you to fill up your car and fill up 2 gas cans. That's it. Move on.
Really? Wow.
Yep. Because they got too many people in line. Like I said, I waited 7.5 hours for gas. I think I'd feel if I'm in line waiting for gas, and I see someone trying to load up 10, 12 cans. And then they're going to run out of gas, and I'm going to be stuck because they're filling up 10, 12 cans? No. You got to limit it somewhere.
Oh, my God. And you're right, Rudy. I heard, now, what I heard this morning was Jefferson Parish is so fucked up that they can't rebuild. You're saying it's a town adjacent to Jefferson Parish?
Well, it's a town, like, within Jefferson Parish. Like, like say you have, y'all have counties, right? So
right.
In the county of Los Angeles, you're in, what, was it Glendale, maybe, or... One of these other ones?
I'm in some of those
like
areas. La Cañada. There's Beverly Hills. There's – I see the little town.
Well, let's just say
yes.
One of them within there is no longer inhabitable. You cannot live there. It's been destroyed so bad, and you cannot live there.
Wow.
And, of course, every time a hurricane comes, they got to evacuate.
Right.
you know, the best way to describe it is like one of the Hawaii islands. It's an island, basically.
Mm-hmm. That's what
and
I heard.
And the storm was so bad, it just came in and destroyed it.
Wow. And you can't really rebuild there because the grounds are so shaky and it's unstable, so...
Yeah, they say everywhere around that area is just covered with sand.
Shit. Listen to this, Joe. Isn't this hell? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is what people have been saying could happen. They've been saying the weather...
They're saying this is actually worse than Katrina.
I believe
it. If anybody remembers Katrina from 15, 16 years ago, this is worse.
I believe it. I believe it.
I have never seen such devastation, man. I see it on the news. I see it everywhere. It's like, oh, my God. It's like the whole state basically should be marked, condemned. I mean, Rudy, you're around there in Katrina. The visual right now, just the visual, is it worse than Katrina? I mean, you don't have the flooding in the street, but you do have the down power lines.
And no
and the
flooding,
trees.
But the visual, to me, kind of does look like it's worse. It's weird in a way, though. We have a little locally owned hamburger joint that got, like, the building got more or less devastated. Next to it is a Rally's, which is in perfectly fine condition. And next to that is an AutoZone, which lost their sign. So go figure. How did a building in the middle not get any damage?
Yeah. I see those little things, those little phenomenons, you know. Wow. Damn it. Rudy, so when did they think that power will be restored? Because every day you get an update. So when do they think power will be restored?
Well, their original assessment, when they first looked at it, was November 2nd.
Mm-hmm. November
2nd. That was like, 2 months from now? Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Are you serious?
But now they're starting to do some other things and come up with some other ideas. And they got part of the city on New Orleans, a little small part, has power.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part is that part of the city that has power, they're using a power plant that the residents of that area tried to vote against. They're like, we don't want that in our area. Well, that power plant's giving you power right now. Think of the irony in that. Something they didn't want is giving them power.
But Rudy, how are you shopping? How are you eating? I mean, how are you going to the bath? You know, just the basic things human beings do.
Well, the water seems to be fine. The water's working.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's is open. A couple of grocery stores are starting to open up. But a lot of them are cash only because they don't have the power. They're running on generators. But we've been doing, you know, we've stocked up a little bit ahead of time. We have bottled water. We have, like, Wiener sausage and stuff like that. And now that we got some stores open, we're probably going to go get a little bit more supplies until they get the power back on.
And I know Ellen loves her sausage. I know. Hey, I was straight for a good 10 minutes, Rudy. Give me something.
Yeah.
But I think I did good. Uh-oh, Rudy.
Yep.
What am I hearing?
Oh, that's a garbage truck backing up. He's trying to
maneuver
his way. Yeah, truck backing up. Yeah, that's a truck backing up.
Wow, it's like the union is really serious on this. You know, it's a union, man. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if it's a flood or a hurricane. We must get our job done. Rudy, I don't. So what is the future? I mean, Rudy works at a radio station.
Oh.
And, Rudy, do you go to work? I mean, are they shut down the station? What's going on?
Well, the building the station's in has no power.
Right.
They figured
that the
building may get power tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The generator, they were turning it on and off. The building wasn't running the generator at full capacity. They were turning it on and off. So we may get power tomorrow, but we may not be back in the building until Tuesday.
And what's FEMA?
And one of our stations, we have four stations. One of them, took a major hit at the transmitter.
Really?
The tower came down.
Damn it. And what about FEMA? FEMA is on the scene right now. FEMA is on the scene. Do you feel comfortable with FEMA?
Yeah, they're doing
the
MREs, and we got the National Guard with the MREs and the ice and the water.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing on my list. I got to contact FEMA and register. There's something called Blue roof.us if anybody needs a blue tarp. But I'm still trying to figure out how to sign up for that. That's something with the Corps of Engineers. So I'm trying to figure out how to sign up for that because I want to get that done. Get a blue tarp for the roof. Yeah, it's definitely roof damage around here.
Rudy's house got severe damage, and here's the problem. Rudy's nice enough to have an elderly lady live in the home. And the roof got severe damage.
No.
So now they damaged his house. The roof is gone. The poor lady who lives in the home has hardly any kind of roof.
I'll just come and get you, then. You're probably still asleep.
No, I'm not. I've been up for
over an hour. Yep.
Does she know you're on the radio? This is how Ellen wakes up in the morning. No,
you got it?
Ellen, are you playing the violin?
It's Ellen. Wow. So Ellen just woke up, huh? Did you know she's live on the air?
She's been up about an hour. I was out trying to charge my phone somewhere else at a generator.
Wow.
We don't have power. I went to some place with a generator and got power to power up my phone.
Okay, now how you see? Now here's where it's really tough. Either you enjoy being shipwrecked with that person, or I can't wait to get the power so I can get the fuck out. Where are you standing right now, being trapped with Terry, being trapped with Ellen?
Oh God! What
do you mean now?
I heard the lovely angel.
To be honest,
I don't know if he will or not. I heard the angel go, "Where are you?" Rudy.
My car started, so we speakerphone. Say hello to the world.
Hello, world. Who am I talking to?
Really?
I know it's you, but who else am I talking to? Kate?
Ain't I just good enough? Aren't I just good enough? You have to talk to everybody. You have Joe. You have Joe.
And you got to find out who else is on the line. It's Joe there, Ellen.
Oh, hello, fuck you, Joe.
Hey, hello, Ellen. Sorry to hear what happened to Rudy. That's bad news. It really is.
Yeah, they're saying this is another Katrina event.
Actually, it's worse because this thing went up the north, and it's got flooding in north and New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, but down here they're saying it's a Katrina thing. You know, but we don't have the flooding that we had with Katrina. We have the wind and everything.
Yeah. I mean, and I was just,
what, the line?
Rudy was just...
he's making sure people don't cut the line.
Are you guys on the road?
We got another line for gas.
Are you in line right now to get...
No, we will be in that line, though, because we're going to Sam.
No, we won't. That's a gas line only. That's a gas line.
Can you get in the Sam?
Yes.
Damn, they got cops everywhere directing traffic.
But one thing they don't have, the original line I got in yesterday, they don't have that line today. But there's still a line to get gas. But yesterday we had two lines intersecting, and it was a problem because we were coming from one direction, we had cars coming from another direction, and we're fighting to see who's going to get ahead to get in to get gas. So me and a couple other people got together. We went to these other people and said, look, here's how we're going to work this. I'm going to go, then you're going to go. Then they're going to go, then they're going to go. We're going to take turns. We got to make this work, people. And we did it. We made it work. We had a couple of people trying to jump the line. And we're like, you try and jump the line, you're going to have a lot to deal with. One person tried to jump the line. And,
right.
And look, Sam's delivered.
They got a Waffle House response team.
They got a Waffle House.
Then. There's a Waffle House response team.
Wow.
I'm serious. There's a sticker on this truck that says Waffle House response team.
Waffles. There you go. Wow. Louisiana.
What are they delivering?
Only you...
pancakes to the people?
I guess so, yeah. Actually.
I have no idea what that is. I've never seen any.
How's the tempers of people? Are people just getting really rude, and are they getting short-tempered, or they're out of
control? Oh, my God. People are short-tempered. The other day they had this woman. She went crazy. I don't know if you guys saw it. It might have been national news, but she went crazy. And this was in the middle of Veterans Boulevard, and she ran a cop over with her car.
They literally shot and killed her.
They shot and killed her because she had another cop that was holding on to her car, and she would not stop. She was in the middle of Veterans Boulevard with all kinds of other traffic. She could have killed other people. They said that she agitated when they got there before, and she would not calm down. She would not stop. She would not heed their warning, and she ran this cop over, and then she had another one to the back of her car.
Oh, boy. She's in trouble.
Yeah, but like I said, yeah, we had that. We had, I had somebody in line yesterday trying to cut in between two of the cars, and we were like, dude, look, you can't cut in here. We've been out here since 5 o'clock this morning, and he's going to get out of his little red minivan like, fuck you. Like, oh, fuck you. Where's our jump your ass? You're not going to cut somebody off. And he was ready to fight. So we're like, okay, tell you what. You want to stay in line? Fine. We got to get up to get the gas. You'd have the cop pull you out of line. You went all his way, but not. He got out of line.
There's going to be a lot of that going on. People are going to be totally desperate.
He definitely was not going to mess with us on that shit.
Well, I hope everything turns out all right. Or how's your house? And the neighborhood you're in.
We got a little bit of damage here. We got some roof damage.
You do?
Mm. There's a company.
Sorry about that.
They're doing a free roof, a blue tarp roof. We got to apply for that, which is a pain in the ass. I'm not even around with that. I couldn't figure it out.
Mm.
Something to do with the Army Corps engineers. They put a blue roof on top. Yeah. Contact them and it's still
what kind of natural disaster was it? Was it a hurricane, tornado, earthquake?
It was a hurricane.
Flood.
It was a category 4 hurricane.
Yeah, category 4 hurricane.
Yeah.
The winds are over 150 miles an hour.
Is it normally like this in Louisiana, or is this an anomaly?
Well, this kind of is an anomaly, but we do have hurricanes, but not this bad. This is like something you haven't seen in 15, 16 years. Katrina was the last thing that's this bad.
Hmm. And it happened, and it went up north, too?
Yeah, it went up north. If you watch the news, you can see where they have flooding in New York, which they have never seen. And New Jersey got issues, and it's all from the same storm.
Yeah.
I hear.
I was watching the news last night on my phone.
I mean, when I talked to Ellen, it was raining. I mean, you guys had the worst rain all year. I mean, every other day it was raining, and then this hit you.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, you know, rain for us is normal. You know, especially during the summer.
Can you imagine the prices of gas? And the prices of, we go to Walmart, your prices are going to go sky high. All the truckers can't get gas and everything. My God.
I mean, everything's already sky high because of the pandemic. And now, you know, people are going to start price gouging again, you know, but then they're going to have the Justice Department. They're going to be cracking down on those people that are trying to price gouge on everything.
Now, Rudy and Ellen, did you guys talk to FEMA yet? I mean, how do you feel about their services right now?
It's on blueroof.us. They will come out and put a blue tarp on your roof until you can get it repaired.
Mm-hmm. Now, this
isn't
any
water services like that.
Right.
You should have heard Sharice Gibson last night on the news. She goes, The blue tarp program is back in effect.
Yeah, but it's not easy to sign up
to
the town.
No.
You know what's going to happen as a result of all this? People are going to buy those food supplies that the Patriots and the Preppers have been selling. Those 30-day, 60-day food supplies, they're going to be buying solar generators. A lot of that stuff is going to be sold out now.
Yeah.
The prices are going to go up.
Probably. But you know what the funny thing is? People don't think about this. When this is coming, oh, we need water, we need this. Nobody thinks of going to the, like, Home Depot and Lowe's. Lowe's had pallets full of water, and nobody was going to look for it.
Wow.
Really?
Is it free?
I know somebody that went to Lowe's.
Right.
No, you have to pay for it, you know, but
this is before the storm, and even after the storm, it's like, you know, both places have lines to get in. There's no line to Lowe's, and they had pallets full of water. Just, you know, buy what you need.
I mean, yeah, now we have the National Guard who's given, you know, MREs and water and stuff like that, you know, but before the storm, when you were getting your supplies, you know, you had to pay for everything. It's just like going grocery shopping, except you need supplies to get you through in case you lose power and stuff like that. Well, let's go roll that truck and make him go put our power on.
You guys were talking about Katrina about 15 years ago. I remember when they were selling water for like $25 a bottle. They were really trying to scam people.
Yeah.
Instead of helping people out.
And the Justice Department, they cracked down on all that shit.
But I tell you what, Sam's itself is a big old backup generator. They're running a normal store with normal prices. I got gas yesterday and I paid the normal price for gas. There were no gouging going.
Yeah, because they know that the Justice Department will shut their ass down if they do. Because that's what happened. After Katrina, anybody who was caught price gouging, they were shut down.
Good. Because I know this Saturday I'm going to a USC game. But I do know LSU is supposed to play UCLA this Saturday. What's going on with LSU?
Yeah, they're still playing. They're in Houston, I think. Houston. The Saints are in Dallas. I don't know where the Pelicans are.
I don't know, but here's an update if you haven't heard. The Saints' first regular season game is on the 12th. They're playing Green Bay in Jacksonville.
Yeah, because they were supposed to play here, but, yeah.
Well, the stupid thing is, there was no effect to the Superdome. It suffered no damage.
Yeah, you remember the last time what happened with the Superdome with Katrina with those bastards?
That's why they didn't use it as a shelter. But it didn't get any damage like the last time.
Damn. We have two more people in the studio. They may want to ask you guys some questions. My special guests here are Rudy and Ellen. We all know Rudy. Rudy is a mega star with the radio. His voice is like butter. I still say he should have his own show because he's that good. And you all know Ellen from our show, who is my executive producer. And they're in Louisiana right now, and they're giving us an update. What's going on? We have two other callers here. First, we have the King of Kings. Mr. King Webb is here. King, you have Joe, and you have Ellen and Rudy on right now. They're in Louisiana. Do you want to ask them any questions, King, why they still have their phone on?
I just want to call in and say good morning to you. Good morning, Ellen. Good morning, Joe and Rudy.
Hey, King.
And
morning.
And, I just wanted to, also say what's up to Miss, say hello to Miss Ellen and just, you know, let her know that I'm praying for her and everybody in her family that's in Louisiana right now and everybody in Louisiana, you know, it's a lot going on out there right now and I just pray that they're all doing good, you know.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're surviving.
Yeah, we're resilient, King. We're going to come back. We came back from Katrina. We'll come back from
Yeah.
I know you won't.
That's good.
You two guys are in pretty good spirits for what happened to your house. I mean, damaged.
Yeah.
That would ordinarily, piss off some people.
The roof is on damage. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. Okay, go ahead.
The burn.
compared to what happened to some other houses, I mean, we got off.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, we got a...
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, this breaking news. Ellen and Rudy had been washed away during the flood in Louisiana. We sent out our prayers to them. And the only thing that we know is that there is a black guy on a roof with autism is now playing on a violin.
All right, we got to roll.
It's so much love.
All right, you guys, be safe. And Ellen,
yeah.
Keep me, Rudy, keep in contact with me, buddy. How do you guys get along during this? Are you guys getting closer and loving and hugging and being together and joined as one?
Our
passage
is coming this way.
What's coming?
Okay.
What's wrong?
Hey, Rudy.
Hey, Art. Surviving.
Do you know how...
Hey, Brian, we have to go.
Were y'all thinking about the shrine on airline?
They got a line wrapped around already.
You are,
okay.
Yeah.
I spent 7.5 hours yesterday getting gas at Sam's.
Really?
There at 5:45, and I got to the pump at 1:15.
No, Jesus.
They had people sleeping at the pump at 2:30 in the morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I got it.
That is rough. Well, good luck at Sam.
Yeah. Well, they're running a normal system.
Good. I'm glad to hear.
Well, yeah, the Shriner Airlines, they're on airline, but you got to go down and safe drive.
I tried yesterday.
We'll try again.
Wow. No, seriously, you guys. You got my prayers. You got my thoughts. And you will get through this. I mean, you will look back on it, get the T-shirt saying, I lived through this. You know, Katrina was a bitch, but I didn't know. This was worse.
I used it to charge my phone and my watch last night. So now, okay. And how long did it take? 30 minutes for both of them. So,
who's that woman, Ellen?
All right, well, we got to roll. We'll touch back with you tomorrow.
All right. Have fun.
Right.
I mean, be
safe.
Well,
have fun.
All right.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Have fun,
there you go. Have fun.
Well,
live
I don't know what to say. I mean, be safe, you guys.
Oh. Yeah.
And don't forget to wear your mask. Okay.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Be safe.
That's Rudy and Ellen with the special report from Louisiana. As you can tell, things are really terrible. I mean, they will survive, but things are horrible right now. And there they go. We have 111 in the studio. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and King and Mr. Joe. 111?
Yeah, Brian, I can't speak, but I'm listening. So
hey,
carry
Mr.
on.
Hey, Pollution.
Hey,
how you doing, buddy? How come you can't speak?
I'm busy.
What are you doing? What are you doing that's so busy? Okay. Well, we have Mr. Solution in the studio. King. And we also have Joe. And that was the report from Ellen. The woman that you heard in the background was Georgette, which is Ellen's mother. So it's rough. I don't know what I would do. We got the fires here in California. I mean, if you look at the news, we're burning up here in California. Acres and acres and acres of land are on fire.
You got fire started again? Oh, man.
Oh my God, it's horrible. I mean, the fires from California to Colorado. It is just destroying everything in its path. It is just horrible.
Jesus Christ.
I know. So I know we got the flooding, we got the fires, we got the pandemic. What else is going on here? I mean, my God, it's the end of days, everybody. The end of days.
So some people are probably saying.
It is, right? Well, going back, King, welcome back, and thank you for the good wishes for Ellen and Rudy. God help them. Can you imagine Rudy being in a house stuck with two women who are just angry and irritable? I know, right? Can you imagine that hell? I'll just throw myself in the middle of the road and just float down to the nearest town. All right. Here we go, last story. So as I think about this story, when a woman says, when a judge asked a woman, are you vaccinated? And she said no. She explained that she had adverse reaction to vaccines in the past. It's like, that's not a good enough answer, lady. That's like saying, I am not going to take an aspirin because the aspirin I took when I was a little girl, I broke out in hives, so I will never take medicine. It's not a good enough answer for why you're not vaccinated. Whatever site you fall on, it's not a good answer. So she says the doctor advised her against getting vaccinated against the coronavirus. And she said to the judge, it poses a risk. So the judge, James Shapiro, another Jewish person, then made the parents' attorney make a decision. He said the mother could not see her 11-year-old son until she got a coronavirus vaccine. That's what the judge said. You cannot see your son until you get vaccinated. What do you guys think of that? You can't even see your son until you get vaccinated. Can a judge really order that? I mean, So anyway, the child's father is vaccinated, by the way. The woman filed a petition to appeal the judge's decision. Her attorney, Annette Fernholz, told the Washington Post in an interview, she said the ruling was an overreach. The father did not even bring this issue before the court. That's what her attorney said. This wasn't even an issue. He didn't bring this to the court. This is a custody battle. What are you talking about vaccination for? Aren't we supposed to decide custody on whether who's the fit parent to take care of the kid? But you turn it into a coronavirus thing, and you said that this woman cannot see her son, her 11-year-old son, until she gets vaccinated? The father did not, it says, so it's the judge on his own in making this decision that you can see. You can't see your child until you're vaccinated. King, I go to you because you are a father.
You just like messing with me. Nice, man.
I am not messing with you. Oh, my God. King, I wouldn't do that to you. But seriously, King, because I know how you feel about the vaccination.
Yeah.
I know how you feel about the vaccination.
Yeah.
But if the judge said to you, you cannot even see your kids because you are not vaccinated, would you get vaccinated? Mm. What would you do?
Well, I mean, I would show them the information that I've been shown about the vaccine. And then I tell them this is the best response I could show you. And then I go get an attorney or someone. I say they can't really do this. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that, honestly, you know. And at the end of the day, they would grant me the child because it's nowhere in the paperwork where it says you need to have this done or whatever, whatever, whatever. And it's like with all this stuff being made up and putting into to place, it's like, you know what, we'll fight this out, you know what I mean? And so, but this is another way to break up families, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just like the first way was when they started putting the woman on Section 8 where the woman couldn't have their man in the house and all that kind of stuff. This is just another,
right.
This is just a new normal way to break up the families now, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're gonna try to do this. They're gonna try to make this go viral to where other states can follow. And I mean, when people say the new normal, this is right here. This is like the new normal bullshit that they're gonna start trying to do. You know, so
right.
It's sad,
but
you know.
But, King, can you see the judge's point of view? I'll just give you his point of view, and then
yeah.
You,
yeah.
say the judge says, my job is to make sure this child has a proper, not only the proper upbringing, but the safety measures to help him grow into a fine adult. And I believe him not being vaccinated shows me that, to the mother, that she is irresponsible for not vaccinating herself so the kid doesn't catch it. That she may be irresponsible not asking a kid to wear a mask, that she's not a responsible parent. And therefore, if you're not a responsible parent, the father should be awarded custody because he did get vaccinated, and it tells me that he's the responsible one, and therefore he should be rewarded custody. What about that argument?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it is common sense that if you are asked to wear a mask, do that, okay? Now, as far as being vaccinated, that should go in the same story of with the whole, you know, Christianity thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, it's like forcing somebody to go to church and they don't want to go to church. You know what I mean? Forcing somebody to get a vaccine and they don't want to get a vaccine. So, I mean, if a parent doesn't want to get their child vaccinated, then that's an opinion that they have to respect, because everybody has different information and everybody studies differently, everybody researches differently, all that stuff. So that's that. But as far as a parent telling a child, no, you don't have to wear your mask, screw that, whatever. If your child is in school and they've already been mandated the mask thing where everybody should wear their mask, and they're telling you to wear your mask and you're telling your child not to, then that's not a form of a good parent. But judging the parent because they don't want to get their child vaccinated, that's like me judging a parent because a parent doesn't want to wear their seatbelt when they drive. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it can go all kinds of different ways. But like I said, this is a new normal way that they're going to try to ease their way in to try to start splitting up more families now. And so it's crazy, you know what I mean? It's a really big fight with this stuff right now, you know?
I agree with you. And I was also thinking the abortion talk we had last night. And King, you brought up a lot of good points. Can you imagine, let's say I'm with this chick. I'm going to go back to the vaccination. I just want to talk about this abortion thing. I thought about it last night.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm with this chick, right? She wanted to get an abortion. And I said, okay, cool. I know a friend who knows a friend who knows a friend. Whatever. She got the abortion, okay? Now, let's say I break up with her. I break up because the bitch cheated on me. The kid's not even mine. Let's just go far as that, right? You know, how do I know this? Because maybe she confessed before she went under, saying, I have a confession. I know we're together. I'm going to get it aborted. But and then I say, well, maybe we shouldn't get aborted. And she goes, well, I have a confession. This is not your child. So I think it's best for our relationship we get aborted. Let's say I say, okay, I get aborted. Now I'm pissed at her. Now when she gets an abortion, I can, you know what? I'm a bounty hunter now. I can call the police on her and collect my $10,000 that this woman got an illegal abortion. Can you imagine that shit? You get $10,000. You're a bounty hunter now. I mean, shit can happen. You know, these people who are reporting people who are getting an abortion are getting rewarded $10,000. There is an anonymous website where you can tell, go on there anonymously, and tattletale on a person, and they will give you $10,000. What do you think about that bullshit?
I mean, I believe it's bullshit. And I guess the reason why I'm saying that is because, if I heard you correctly, okay, so a girl that you, so hypothetically speaking, so if you're dating a female and you break up with the female, she says she's pregnant.
Right.
Let's say if y'all have relations.
You know she got an abortion. You know she got an abortion.
Yeah, well, let's just say y'all have relations and you know, after you broke up with her, she went and got an abortion. And then they say, well, who was the last guy you with? Your name. And, like, that's the way I'm thinking of it. And she's like, I was with Brian. And, you know, and so basically what happened is all that shit she's telling the court, the judge, whatever, it's all going to fall on you. And so when I mentioned the DNA yesterday, that's what I
right.
mean. So in this instance, or in this situation, they will collect the DNA from you. Then we get the DNA from that. They would have to separate it, and they will once they separate it and do the proper technology stuff that they do, you know, in the lab, they're going to show that all three DNA samples are different. So when she does now, the only part I didn't really catch was we started mixing the money part. You mind repeating that part again?
I agree. There's a lot of bullshit that can happen with this law,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And I don't agree that the state can deputize people or make and pay people off for tattling
yeah.
about abortion, because that's what it
yeah.
came to. And we'll switch back to this deal. Do you think the judge has the right
yeah.
to say this? Finishing up the story, he told his mother, not only did she lose custody, but he said to her, you cannot see your 11-year-old son until you get the vaccine. That's what she said.
Mm.
That's what she said. You cannot even see
wow.
him. You cannot even see him. It says here, judges offers alternative community service sentences. The coronavirus vaccination judge and other states have granted lesser sentences to defendants who opt to get the vaccine, meaning judge, I change
yeah.
your mind, I'll get the vaccine. If you don't get it, you got community service. It says two judges in Ohio have ordered that some people receive the vaccine as a condition of their probation. Some judges are saying that's the condition of your probation. If you don't get the shot, you go to jail.
Oh, man.
I mean, can you imagine this bullshit?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, they're using this vaccine bullshit as a scapegoat to get across and over on everybody right now. You know what I mean? You know? And the sad part about it is this vaccine first started as an emergency vaccine, you know, and that shit came out sometime, if not earlier this year. I want to say it came out last year around this, maybe, if not this time around, maybe around October, November, maybe, you know? And so
right.
it's like the shit hasn't even been out long enough to get proper research in the lab, you know? Right now, they will put a story, an article, a biography, all this shit together and push it out there just so they can make money off of that. They'll put anything out there for anybody to believe, you know? And the sad part about it is it hasn't even been out long enough to even really be FDA approved. But when we talk about FDA approved, we got to think about how they take this GMO product and they approve that stuff quickly. You know what I mean? So at the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, they can't use this on everybody. You know what I mean? But they are. Oh, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to go back to jail. You know, we're
right.
going to send you back to jail. Oh, if you don't get the vaccine, you won't be able to see your child. If you don't get the vaccine, you won't get food stamps, child support. You won't be able to go to college. You won't be able to go to school. You know what I mean? They're doing all this shit right now. And this is a way that the government is working on the one-word order stuff. And I've got to say, it's working quite well right now because everybody's falling into it, you know? You know,
right.
everything is falling into place. Everything's falling into place just the way I read it. You see, I started working on this kind of stuff in the early 2000s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
After that shit happened with September 11th, because I did a report on the September 11th attacks, and, you know, there were some things that stuck out to me, and I started researching on up until now. And all I can say is the government is up to something, okay? Yeah, they can't watch everybody. For example, I think I overheard you when you were mentioning about how people say, oh, the government watching me. Well, in some cases, they can do that, you know what I mean? But since they can't watch everybody, they say, well, let's just make up a vaccine. Let's just make up this, make up that. And that's the way, you know, whatever happens, happens. That's the way, you know, it won't look so obvious if you go after this person and then that person and the next, you know. it's a lot going on right now. So right now they're using this vaccine to get up on everybody, you know, and it's sad. Now I'm watching everything, man. It's everything is unfolding like I'm seeing it right now, and a lot of people may not see it or understand it. But if you don't understand nothing that I'm saying, then you better read the whole book in the Bible of Revelations, you know. In Revelations, it unfolds all that stuff. And even throughout the other parts of the Bible, it talks about this kind of stuff. But we are in the book of Revelations right now, and all this stuff is really happening. You know what I mean? It's happening. But me personally, I pray.
Right.
I consider – I want to – Me personally, I just want to say that anybody who are living in those states who are making them take the vaccine and they're trying to get their child and they can't get it because they haven't taken the vaccine, my heart goes out to you. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, the stuff hasn't been on scene long enough to really be, you know, FDA approved. And I guess the reason why I say that is because FDA. They will approve some martyr and shit and mud stuck together, and they'll say, oh, this is good stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so
I know.
It's crazy.
It is nuts.
Oh.
And on top of that.
I'll be right back.
Right,
I got somebody on the other line.
All right. And it says here in Georgia, two Georgia judges are reducing sentences for some offenders who got a vaccine. It's your get out of jail card. What sense is that? Okay, sir, you committed murder. You killed your wife and your kids. I notice that you're not vaccinated. No, Your Honor. You and your buddy, Charles Manson there, your cellmate, if you take the vaccination, you'll be able to get out of jail. Oh, okay. They're reducing people's sentences if they get vaccinated. Judge, get this, there's a judge in the Bronx and Manhattan have ordered defendants to get a vaccine as part of their rehabilitation and as a condition for seeking bail. There's a judge in Chicago, appears to be the first of its kind. Then we go back to the woman and her ex-husband, Matthew, have been divorced for 7 years, according to the court. It shows they have shared custody of their 11-year-old son since 2014. Neither Furlett, the woman, or Duven, the husband, immediately responded to the Washington Post. I mean, it's bad enough you're going through this custody battle. It's in the news. Now you're all over Twitter. The hearing is August 10th. The hearing on August 10th had nothing to do with revising the custody agreement. The judge, no one was expecting the judge to ask the boy's mother if she was vaccinated. The woman says she was confused because it's just supposed to be about expenses and child support. I asked him what it had to do with the hearing, and he said, I am the judge, and I'll make the decision, bitch. Well, he didn't call her bitch, but he says, for your case. I'm just kind of reading into what he's thinking. The judge then revoked her custody. Now, see, is it really smart? I mean, the judge is having a bad day. You don't tell the judge what this has to do with the hearing, and the judge says, I'll make the decisions for your case. Then the judge revoked her custody of her son until she was fully vaccinated. The woman did not indicate if she would get vaccinated, but she says she is trying to appeal the decision because she believes the judge overstepped his authority. Now, here's a woman who's saying, I'm not taking a vaccine because I don't like the reaction it gives me, not because of my health, not because I don't know what's going on, not because it could be fatal to me. She's just a bitch. She's saying, I'm not taking it because I don't like how I feel after I do it. And then she's telling the judge, what does this have to do with this? I'm here to get child support. I'm here to get money. What does this have to do with anything? And the judge got pissed off and said, okay, you want to be a bitch? I'm making the decisions here. I'm going to revoke her custody of her son until she's fully vaccinated. And then this woman decides to say, you have overstepped your boundary and your authority. I'm going to appeal your decision. How's that going to go? Okay. Now, judges have friends, and they eat with judges. Football players eat with football players, so on and so forth. Doctors associate with doctors. Whatever, chances are, whatever new judge, you're going to appeal my decision. You're coming at me. You're already asking me, what does this have to do with the case? Then you're going to appeal my decision. Because on the reason that you believe he overstepped his authority. I wonder what education this woman has. Because she believes the judge overstepped his authority. She added that taking a son away from his mother is wrong. In this case, I'm thinking not. So forget about the law. Forget about your health reason. Just because taking a son, that's her argument, taking a son away from his mother is wrong. That's her argument. And then she says, I think it's dividing families. And I think it's not in my son's best interest to be away from his mother. Damn! Can you imagine this bitch as your mother? I can understand why the judge gave the father the custody. And I think she shouldn't be thinking, especially in court. And I think it's not in my son's best interest to be away from his mother. Damn! The father attorney, Jeffrey, who did not immediately respond to the post request for the comment late Sunday, said he was not expecting the judge to ask about the vaccination or change the custody arrangement. But he said he supported the judge's decision. Way to go, kiss ass, Jeffrey. Jeffrey will kiss your ass. There are children who have died because of COVID, the husband or the attorney said. I think every child should be safe, and I agree that the mothers should be vaccinated. I think she should be put in the mental home, as far as I'm concerned, and medicated. Fuck the vaccination. Just medicate that bitch with something. She's out of her mind. So that's the situation. It says, here's a footnote. It was a California elementary school teacher. She took off her mask for a read-aloud.
Oh, but I'm back.
Welcome back. So it was a California elementary school teacher. She took off her mask to read. Within days, half her class was positive for Delta virus. What kind of bitch was spitting at the children? Oh, my God.
That don't even sound right.
Well,
that don't even
apparently
really sound
they're
right.
Really close. Come closer to me, children. I want to read
oh,
you
wow.
a book. But then, I know. It's like, I don't know. I kind of agree with you, King. It's like, come on, man. She took off her mask to read a book, and half the kids already got tested positive. Come on.
Yeah.
It couldn't be from another kid, right? It couldn't be from another kid, or couldn't be from when they played recess or when they ate lunch. It had to be that teacher who took off her mask reading a book, right? That's the person.
Yeah, that just don't make sense to me, you know, and I guess this whole virus mess just don't make sense to me because last time I caught a virus, it was dealing with food and whatever else, you know, because I remember I had to go to the hospital, and this is when I was younger, you know, and they called that a virus because another kid had it, you know, and so... You know, I had a high fever, I was throwing up, you know, and whatever I had ate, it had something in it. So when I think about this virus that we're dealing with today, all I could think about is what is in the food, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm like, okay, if it's a virus, then you're going to have a cough, a sneeze, whatever, you know what I mean? As long as you're, you know, taking, you know, the antibiotics or whatever you may want to use, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making it worse because they're not telling people, you know, if you already, you know, have medical conditions, then if you get this virus, it's going to be worse, you know.
Right.
Because I know people who's got some jacked up medical conditions, and they have caught the virus, and, you know, they died, you know what I mean? And so, you know, the thing is like they put this stuff out there, and the media and everybody, these big corporations, everybody is paid to push this bullshit propaganda and stuff, and everybody believes it. And then you have everybody that have their, then you have everybody that have their own stories. They push out their own bullshit stories. And it's like you got three different, four, five, six. So you got a million different languages that everybody's speaking, not everybody on the same page because it's controlled this way. It's controlled this way. They're paid to do this because they don't want people to know. You know what I mean? It's just it's like these big pharma companies, pharmacy companies. They're paid for these pills to keep coming because they know that people are going to continue to keep taking them. You know. But from
I agree.
But back from what my ancestors, you know, like from what I read and from the people who I've got a chance to, you know, meet a few times, you know, before they went on with the Lord. Back in their day, they was using the homemade remedies to get over their sicknesses and stuff. Now, these pills that they're coming out with, these pills don't work. My thing is, if the pills would work, you wouldn't need to take them no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, these pills that you're taking, are they really healing you? Are they really, are they really, you know, helping you? Because I thought when you take some pills or something, that it's supposed to help you. So you don't have to take them no more. But obviously, it's like I don't know. It's just crazy. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't understand none of this stuff, but. Like I said, it's sad, you know what I mean? Like I don't understand, you know. That teacher probably was already sick. There was probably I don't know. It just I don't know. I don't understand that one. Wow. That's a lot.
I agree. Man. It's a lot, King. What did you say? That was a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Angela. Good morning, Angela.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello. I've been reading your post, Angela. How are you feeling? Did you get your meds?
Yeah. I've been off my insurance for a little over a month, and one prescription costs $3,000 a month. And I don't have an extra $3,000. Another one's $2,000. Another one, 786.
Damn.
Autoimmune diseases are costly. So,
And
you can make some medications like calamine lotion. You can make that from scratch. There's a lot of different topical. And I spent over $230 yesterday for my kids for their meds because the insurance doesn't cover it. They have Tourette syndrome. So, I don't know. I'm glad I got my meds. I mean, I'm really excited.
You sound better, kiddo. You sound good.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear
the lake yesterday? That was fun.
Did you really? What did you do at the lake?
Well, floated like I normally do, you know, air mattress type of thing.
Good quiet time.
Yeah, but I got back. I took a break from the news, right, because I watch too much news.
Right.
And then I start hearing things on Facebook about Mark Wayne Mullins, who is a House of Representatives person for Oklahoma. He threatened the embassy over by Afghanistan, another country next to it. He forced his way into Afghanistan because he was going to rescue Americans, and guess what he brought with him?
What?
Along with no experience, military experience, bags of money. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This just happened like the last 24, 30 hours. They couldn't even find him for 9 hours. I don't know if he still has his money.
You know, Angela, it's funny when I hear that story. So I get it. I get the guy. Okay, I got to go here, but I got to bribe people to get to there. Okay, I understand that. Motherfucker,
no, he was
going
to try to bribe the Americans. He was going to try to free them.
Right. If I was on Gani, if I was one of the... What the hell was that? Well, that was a big one. If I was one of the Afghan people, this guy comes with the money, Westerner, he's an American, and he's trying to... What's stopping me from putting a bullet in his head and taking the money?
Exactly.
I mean, what is stopping...
Exactly. This guy has no military experience at all whatsoever.
Right.
You know, all he has is his stupidity, in my opinion. So,
I would put a bullet in his head, take the money, bury him in the desert. Why do I have to do what he has? I mean, what's he going to do? Really? The Americans left. What are you going to do? Stupid people.
Oh, and then
people.
He threatened. Go ahead. Stupid people. Yeah, I'm with you on
no,
that.
And what? No, keep your train of thought. He threatened what?
He threatened the staff at a U.S. embassy. I mean, people go to prison for things like that. That's terrorism. I mean, that just whoa.
Well, not anymore.
And he's representing Oklahoma in the House of Representatives. I mean, come on. You don't just...
You had a congressman who said, remember the congressman who said, if you mess with this election, there will be bloodshed? How about that guy?
Yeah, this guy's in the same group, I think. I think they have a small fraternity. I hope it's small. And they're in it. I'm just... And he's the same guy on January 6th, you know, the day of the insurrection. He was hiding behind a chair, acting like he could talk to the protesters, you know, because he's one of them, basically. It's the same guy.
Wow.
Just,
and these are the people you guys are electing? Can you imagine?
We need to find better people. But it takes money to run.
Yeah, it's this guy here. His name is, he's a Republican, of course. His name is Representative Madison Cawthorn. He said the threat of bloodshed if he feels that the...
yes, I remember that.
You know what? It got to a point where they're following, you know what it is, Angela? They're following Donald Trump's thing so they can get their name in the paper. You know what I mean? Troll. It's just trolling. So if he gets his name in the paper, people know who he is. He becomes more popular. They're hitting the buzzwords where the news will report on their asses because normally nobody would know this guy. I think that's what this is about. It's this circus. It's Donald Trump's circus that say, hey, look at me. I said something stupid. I got headlines. They're going to talk about me 3 or 4 times on Fox News or CNN because of a soundbite.
It's about re-election. It's about re-election. I think this dude wants to run for the Senate next because there may be a position open in Oklahoma. And I watched the news clips, the local news clips, and they're supporting this jerk.
Of course,
I think he did
him.
A noble thing, a guy with a cowboy hat on, you know.
Right. It's a fundraiser.
I don't remember that.
It's a fundraiser.
You have to do more than that now. You have to make a name for yourself. And they have so many QAnon people in Oklahoma. It's scary. But California has its problems too, Brian. Have you seen the article where I read it this morning? Where the lady took the American flag out of the room and she left the Pride flag. And she wanted the kids to pledge allegiance to that rainbow Pride flag.
Yeah. Wow.
She's been removed from the classroom and there's an investigation. And what the hell is wrong with California?
You know, it's always been like that. A bunch of nuts and fruitcakes running around this town. Of course. We're crazy people.
I mean, are they that desperate for teachers? Is there teacher shortage? I mean, I'm starting to stutter, you know, I'm just like, that is way too far. And that would be just as bad as if she removed the American flag and put a flag like the Black Lives Matter or any flag other than the American flag. I mean, I found this distasteful. But what does everybody else think? It's a pretty big story, Brian.
I will get them, but I think it's the millennial ideology. I think, remember, the millennials are now 31, 32, and they're their 40s, and they come up with these beliefs about we champion this. They always want to champion some kind of cause, you know, and they always want to be a rebel and without a cause, and they want to champion a really cause. I don't know. There's King. Let me ask. Go ahead and ask King. Angela, I'm going to go get some coffee.
What do you think? Sure.
King's in the studio.
Have any of those stories?
Joe's in the studio. Joe's in the studio also. So go ahead,
okay.
Angela.
Thank you. What do you think, King, of any of the stories that I quickly ran through?
Hey, what's going on, Angela? I know one of the stories that you mentioned I can touch bases on. I know that I think you mentioned about there's hardly, like, any teachers and stuff like that. You know, I mean, it's happening, you know. There's hardly
mm-hmm.
like, any teachers at school and stuff, you know.
There's
a big shortage everywhere right now. And there's a very big shortage everywhere. I'm actually in the process of trying to get on back at the school board because these children need good people in their lives, no matter where you are, you know, whether it's in pre-K, elementary, junior high school, you know, they just need good adults in their life right now. And with this having a shortage, with the school systems everywhere having a shortage of teachers, it's very bad. And the reason is because a few weeks ago I experienced I took my kids to school, and it was this kid. He was just running wild. You know, I mean, just running. You know, I almost wanted to call him Forrest Gump because he was running just that fast. And so I said, well, you know, he's happy, I'm happy. But the sad part is we have a big tree at the school, and he got up on that tree and started climbing it and everything. Now, if I hadn't went and grabbed someone that's, you know, that works inside the school, this kid probably could have climbed up so high to where he would have fell off or something, you know. And so I went and grabbed, you know, someone. They came out there, they got him, you know. And, you know, everybody went back to doing what they were doing after this had happened. And I said to myself, wow, you know. Because before this COVID and everything started happening, you know, teachers would be outside. They would, you know, be helping out with watching the students as they would stand outside and wait for school to start or, you know. And now, with it being a shortage, you don't even see that no more. You know, you don't even see that stuff happening like you used to. You know, there used to be teachers that would walk around just to help other teachers out and all this other stuff. Like, you don't even see that no more. It's just horrible, you know.
There was a term for it. It was yard duty. Teachers had to serve yard duty.
That's right.
You're right.
That's right. Yeah. And it's really it's
and
really
boys
sad
like to
right
climb
now,
trees,
you know,
girls
like,
do too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, with that being said, there's a shortage of custodians. There's a shortage of I mean, just it's happening everywhere, you know. And not just with the schools, it's with most of the jobs, you know. I mean, there's a shortage of employees. You said what again?
The nurses, you know, they're quitting. They're quitting their careers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And a lot of these people, like, I guess I can say, like, for the nurses, a lot of them are quitting because a lot of them are having to get the vaccine. And a lot of them feel like, you know, I'm fine. I don't want it. I don't need it. Whatever, you know, whatever their preference is or opinion, whatever on that. They're quitting because they don't want to have to get it, you know? So, I think that's the small minority.
I just think they're burnt out. They've seen too much death if they're in the hospitals, you know, but they're not. People are angry these days, and I don't think they're giving medical staff a break, and just in the way they speak to them. Just going to doctor's offices, I hear a lot of angry words. Which is not normal. At least I don't think it is. But anyway, it's a sad state of affairs. And I hope people decide to teach again, and it may be that our educational system will have to change to virtual. It may be that.
Yeah.
For cost-effective reasons.
Does
anybody
really
else
sad.
Want to speak? Go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Go ahead and finish your sentence.
Oh, no, no, that was all. I just wanted to agree with you and just, also say
that.
That
was a really good point, and I hope you get on the board because we need representation, not, different careers and, because everyone has children in school. Well, not everyone, obviously. Does anybody else want to? Yeah, I mentioned Mullins and that teacher in California about the flag thing, the shortage of teachers. I forget what else I mentioned. Does anybody have any comments?
Yeah, I do. See, this is what happens when the system breaks down. This is what happens when you don't believe in the government anymore. This is what happens when one party tells the other party that it's not a real president anymore, and that the real president is living in Florida, retired, he has no power whatsoever, a crazy old man. We have, people can call it critical thinking. We have independent thinking. Everybody's interpreting what they should believe or getting misconception, and they want to believe what they want to believe. But this is what happens when the system breaks down. People are going nuts. People are doing stupid stuff. I just read a story about a judge taking away custody from a woman, child custody, because she's not vaccinated. And the judge says you cannot even see your son, let alone have custody. You cannot even have visiting rights to your son until you get vaccinated. We have a society now where they are saying we're going to release you from jail if you get vaccinated. We have a society where judges are saying if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to put you in jail. So we have this authority, the system where there is not really a system, and this is what happens when it breaks down. Even judges are now playing God. People are doing what they think it is right with the information that they're getting. And we're out of control. And nothing makes sense anymore. Up is down, down is up, sideways is in the middle. Critical thinking, cancel culture. This is what happens when a system breaks down, and it's not a good thing. So I hear stories that you're saying, Angela, and I read stories about the judge not, revoking a woman's right to see her son because she's not vaccinated.
She can appeal that. Maybe there's other reasons for her not to see her son or have custody. I don't know the specifics, but
there's
not a vaccine mandate, nor will there be federal or statewide. States can make a choice to try, but they're not going to get very far because there's already a Supreme Court decision against it.
Well, here's the problem. It's easy to say that, but do you know how much money it takes to retain an attorney? I mean, Trump is very good at this. Trump will sue you, but he has enough attorneys that will drag it along for such a long period of time, and knowing that the defendant or whatever, no, Trump is the defendant, but knowing that they don't have the money to retain an attorney to drag this out a year or two, and they would end up settling for far less than what they were going to sue. In fact, he'll probably make money on it. And so when we say that this woman could appeal, okay, fine. You know how long? I mean, right now we're in the middle of a pandemic. The courts.
Oh, now, come on. You know all the anti-vaxxers, and I don't like that term, but all the anti-vaxxers would donate to her fund.
Well, yeah, let them donate. Still, it's going to cost a lot of money. And even if they donate and she gets an attorney, do you know how long it would take to get through the courts, especially with a pandemic? I mean, it may take months.
Depending on the state and the quarantine issues, It all varies. I wonder what Mr. Solution thinks.
Mr. Solution's not talking. He said he's busy. Mr. Solution?
Oh, okay.
Let me see if,
he's
here.
Well, he's intelligent.
Well, not really. He's not really intelligent, you know. Mr. Solution is a very special child. He's here, but he's busy. Yeah, he's a child.
I don't think he would like that reference, but...
I'm sure he would. I mean, we got to cuddle him. Of course he would. King is still here. Solution is here. Joe left, but we're going to end the show anyway. But what happened?
Well, it was
here?
Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to be had. We were on the show for 2.5 hours. I think that's good enough time for us to get our things out. There is one other thing before we go, and you're a woman, Angela. And this is one of my pet peeves. So I'm not a NASCAR person. I don't know the people. I don't know the players. But apparently this is a NASCAR driver. His name is Jordan. Wait a minute. No. His name is Danny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin.
I've heard that last name. I have a friend that's crazy about NASCAR. He gambles a lot.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, apparently he pissed off his wife. She decided to go on Twitter. Now, this guy, you heard of him. I'm sure he has fans. He has sponsors, right? I mean, the last thing they need is anybody being an asshole. Well, apparently he pissed her off, so she went to Twitter. And she simply said that her husband has bad behavior. She didn't get into specifics, but she just acknowledged this.
Alluded.
So there was two tweets. She implied that...
Did it have a picture with it?
No, it just has a picture of him. It says, Hamlin, in her words, has been less than a good husband and a father. That's what she said. I mean, she didn't go into specifics. She just tweeted that he has been less than a good husband and a father. Then she tweeted, I have been quiet for far too long, and I have endured things no one person should ever have to endure. And today was no exception. And she said, Danny Hamlin, I hope everyone will finally see you for the person you truly are. And then she says, myself and our children deserve better than what you have given. And then she says, I cannot believe I ever thought that someone like you could change, because you cannot. You have a long road ahead of you, and one I graciously no longer will be part of. Have a great life, Denny Hamlin. That's what she tweeted.
Wow.
Now,
that could be any number of things.
Exactly.
That could be he's not giving her enough money. Could mean that he's harming her.
Right.
Neglecting
the child.
I mean, it could have been anything.
It could be any. It could be she is very vague. It could be a number of things of something like, you didn't come home last night, and we had dinner. I'm pissed off. I'm leaving you. It could be out of a pissed off tweet or a drunken tweet, but that kind of tweet.
Or maybe he's cheating on her. I mean, who knows?
Well,
but she can't specifically say, because then it's considered slander.
I don't know, because she says
so she
you have been
vague.
Less than a good husband and father, but doesn't go in. So I don't think it's cheating.
I mean, we don't know what's in her mind. Maybe she had to go vague because she was afraid of being sued.
Well, she tagged
him in
both
tweets.
It could be that
he didn't give her enough money. I mean, who knows?
Could be that he decided to divorce her. It could be all of a sudden he decided that, you know what, it's not working. But for her to tweet that to destroy this man's career.
It could be a mistress that he got pregnant.
It could be a number of things.
Maybe she was so enraged with whatever it was, you know, whether it was reasonable or not. She just couldn't help herself. So that's the bad problem about social media. Some people can't help themselves, but, you know, put word vomit all over there. It's bad.
This is another clue. Her last words were, she also shared an Instagram story with a caption, some words you might need to hear today, and the video Zoom into a book with the words, "You are worthy." Is that, so she's coming out with a book. She's coming out. And a video
it's
Zoom
about money,
into
then.
A book with the video Zooms into a book with the words, "You are worthy." So I guess he made her feel bad. So she's pissed off and goes on that little tangent. What do you think? I mean, you know, it's getting really bad.
Well, as a woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, hell hath no fury than a woman scorned, and she's
right.
going to make a buck off of it. That's what I'm hearing
sure.
a little bit. I'm kind of leery of saying that because, I mean, it could she was fake booking everything.
Right.
It sounds like she's in that world of fake book. Because she might be afraid of being sued for slander, and then she couldn't put her book out.
Yeah, and I hear some blackmail going on there in between a thing. I won't say this if you get me this. You know, I don't know, Angela. And people are leaving the studio as we speak. So what I'm going to do, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You sound wonderful. You sound wonderful. And do you want to hear King of Kings, Your Royal Highness, Mr. King Webb? I don't give a damn, and don't get caught in my web. Do you want to hear his voice before you leave? Because I know you do. King,
sure.
would you like to say? All right. King, would you like to say something to Angela?
Yeah, I just want to say it's really good to hear your voice again and to have you on, you know. And
thank you.
I pray things continue to go well with you and that...
You're talking about Angela. Okay.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Oh. He's the same old guy, isn't he?
Well, it is good.
Do you have more work coming out, Kings?
Yeah, I'm actually, I just moved into a new place, and so I've been taking my time to unload, you know, everything out of the, you know, take everything out of the boxes, and,
it's hot, yeah.
My bad, hold on, I'm doing two things at once, hold on. I meant that, not unload, but, I've been taking my time getting everything out of the boxes and putting them where they need to be, and so, I have to figure out how I'm going to, you know, put my equipment up, you know, because I want to, I'm not sure where I want to put it. I don't know if I want to put it in my closet or what, you know, but.
Okay.
As soon as I get everything situated, then I'll get back to getting some new music
producing?
Done, you know. And then, too, I just linked up with the, it's the songwriter. He had wrote for like Busta Rhymes, Chris Brown, and Jordan Lucas, and different people. And so he's going to be helping me with a few songs that I have, you know. And so, like I said, everything is going pretty good. I'm just, you know, like I'm just trying
to get
things together. And so I can't complain about nothing right now, you know. Everything's just going to take time right now, you know. But I do have a new project that's going to be coming out pretty soon. I can't really stamp a date on it right now. You know, it's just trying to get everything in the works right now. You know, and so now that I done got moved in, just trying to get settled, and then I can get back to, you know, working and all that stuff. And then too, you know, I'm trying to find me a job right now. You know, and it's because I want to spend money to do more things, you know, and, you know, it's just going to help
me
out.
You need more capital.
Before, you know, I really couldn't do much because, you know, I really didn't have anybody to help out when it came to watching the children. But over here where I live, you know, I live over here by a few family members, you know.
That's great.
And the kids, and so... You know, I may be able to get some help, you know. And then, too, now that I'm over here, you know, it just made a very big difference in everything. So, like I said, everything's going to be coming real soon. I can say that I do have an EP that I'm working on coming out with.
I do have a book that I'm going to be working on soon. I spoke with the book publisher, and this book publisher has he was starting to work on a book with Willie D from the hip hop group out of Texas, the Ghetto Boys.
Wow.
Me and him talked quite a bit, and he's looking forward to the book that I'm going to be working on, and so I'm going to be getting that going, and then I'm also looking into finishing up it's a movie that I want to do about myself, you know, and I'm working on looking for like some screenwriters and stuff, you know what I mean? Because I want to get that in the works. And then I'm also looking into putting together this TV show that I had started talking about.
You are one busy person.
But, you know, with everything, you know, I'm just kind of taking my time with everything because I want everything to be right, you know. So, but, yeah, those are what I'm going to be working on. And most likely when I get done recording this EP and releasing it, I'm going to probably work on the, you know, the other stuff next, probably the book next, you know, because that book, you know, it's a lot that people need to understand about me. It's a lot, you know, and so everybody has their own story and the definition of me, and so it's just time to let the world know that this is what it is. I ain't got shit to hide, you know what I mean? So, you know, but so like I said, I got quite a bit that I've been working on, but each day I'm doing something differently. Right now I'm getting ready to send off this recommendation letter so I can try to get back on at the school, you know. So I can call in and tell y'all the funny stories. But every day, you know, I'm doing something new. And so with that being said, you know, I just want to say it's good hearing your voice again, you know. People like you.
Oh, well,
Brian,
thank you.
And you guys,
Brian, did you hear that? It's good to hear my voice.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. There you go. Thank you for those kind words.
You're very welcome.
Well, you guys, we're going to go now on those good words.
Okay.
And it's good to hear Angela laugh and smile. King does that. He's magic
yes.
with the women. King is magic. good luck, King, with your endeavors.
Stick.
You got the magic.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. You remember that one.
Can we hear more of that?
What? Oh, the magic?
That song. He was singing it well. The same.
Okay. You got
oh,
that, more
that's
of that?
About 50 Cent. Yeah, that's like that song.
Dang right.
Yeah. You know, that is funny. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
Yeah, you should cover that song. I'd listen to that song.
Well, there you go.
I do want to give my regards, you know, my prayers and everybody out there in New York and in New Jersey. They're experiencing a lot of, I guess, if I'm saying the right, aftermath from the Hurricane Ida.
They are.
A lot of them are getting flooded. A lot of them is getting flooded and all that stuff, and it's a lot going on there, so I want to just send my prayers out to them right now because I know they're experiencing a lot of bad stuff right now, and a lot of people are waking up with water and stuff around them. And
yeah, it's horrible.
So my prayers go out to them and everybody in New York and in New Jersey. I know they listen to your show, so I just want to give my prayers and everything out to everybody out there, you know.
Well,
yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I got a big New York
audience.
Sorry
they're going through that.
I got a big Jersey audience. I got a big Oklahoma audience thanks to Miss Angela. But it's rough right now for a lot of people. Millions and millions of people, man. Millions and millions of people are suffering as we speak. And so sometimes you got to kick back, take a deep breath, look around and say, Lord, thank you. Just thank you. I appreciate you that I'm well and that I'm okay. Sometimes you just got to do that, right? Because there's a lot of people suffering. All right. Here we go. The King of Kings, Mr. King Whip. You hear what's going on, so stay tuned. Whatever he's doing is going to be fantastic. It's going to change the world.
Magical.
Music.
With a magic
it
stick.
Will. Yes. The way you say it is so naughty. It's magic.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. King of, yeah, it is. All right, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
No. Yeah, it is. I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want. Yeah. Well, King and his magic stick will be back in the studio tomorrow. Hopefully Angela will be here. And hopefully, I want to thank, I'm reading your post, so I see you, so I'm keeping an eye on you. I want to thank Mr. Joe for coming into the studio today, and Mr. Solution, of course, and Rudy and Ellen stopped by to let us know what's going on in Louisiana. Our prayers. Yeah, our prayers and thoughts are with them.
Can I quickly ask how she's doing? Is her place in one place? Or
they're surviving. They're surviving. The update that we got is it's a mess, and 6 to 8 weeks when they get some electricity is coming on, but our power is coming on, but they got the notice to be 6 to 8 weeks. It's just devastating where they are. I mean, they have the power lines down. They have to wait 8 hours for gasoline, and you can only get 2 gallons. And that's the only way they charge their phone, because Rudy drives the Uber. So he has to have an adapter. As long as they have gas, they can charge their phone. They're going to talk to FEMA and see what they can do. So everything's that. So just when you think you're having a bad day and you look around and...
Oh, I feel
somebody
for
else
her.
Is, yeah, somebody else is having a worse day. There's always somebody else having a worse day than you. And just be thankful you don't have their problems. You know what I mean?
But Brian, and, is her home in one piece?
Man,
do they have shelter?
Right.
They have shelter, but they have no power. So I don't. Mm-hmm. You know, at least they and their roof.
Some people don't have a home right now.
Well, they do have roof damage. They have a big hole in their roof, and they have roof damage.
Do they have a tarp?
Not yet. FEMA is supposed to be coming over there and put a tarp on them. They're just praying that it doesn't rain.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Until FEMA gets there. So again, just be thankful. There was an old school. Be thankful what you got.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And just remember the people who are suffering and give them a kind word and a smile. Maybe that'll get them through the day. Thank you, guys. And here it is.
You're
Little
welcome.
Kim featuring 50 Cent's Magic Stick, requested by Angela, thinking
Woo-hoo.
About Mr. King Webb. See you guys tomorrow morning.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
I'm a freak to the core. Get a dose once, you gon' want some more. My tongue touch your girl, your toes bound to curl. This is proof of stick, I don't share with the world. I had you up early in the morning, moaning. Back shot, drop with a low pain stopper. Been a fiend for this, it's rock him, made hit. Get the position down back, then it's time to switch. I rock the boat, I work the minute. I tease it up, straight tease it up. And I ain't in the hood with my toes out, look. I'm in the telly working up a sweat stroke. Tonight's the night, you can fall in love. You can call your mama right now, tell her you met a dog. I pop a lot of shit cause I can back it up. My left stroke, the death stroke.
I've got the magic stick. I know if I get lit once, I get lit twice. I'm giving the baddest stick. Sure you don't believe me, then come with me tonight. And I'll show you magic.
What?
Magic. I've got the magic stick. Lil' Kim not a whore, but I set the nigga so good, he gotta tell his boys when it come to sex, Don't test my skills, cause my head game had you head over heels. Give a nigga the chills, have him pay my bills. Buy matching Lambos with the same color wheels. When I ain't out shopping, feeling juicy, yo. I'm in the crib giving niggas these strokes. Tonight we'll see, I'm gonna have you in the zone. Girl, for your crib, I'm answering the phone. Guys wanna wife me, give me the ring. I'll do it anywhere, anyhow, I'm down for anything. A couple of humps, give a nigga goosebumps. This junk in my trunk ain't made to chump. When little Kim's around, you don't need to lie. It's a drug, baby, I'm making you high.
I got the magic shit. I know if I can hit once, I can hit twice.
I am the baddest shit. Sure you don't believe me, then come to me tonight and I'll show you magic.
What, magic?
I got the magic.
Yeah.
I put your face in it. I know you sprung off in your tongue. I know you tasting it.
Tricks in a race, but I have the tools. Nigga breaking records in the time. 1 minute, 6 seconds. Magic trick.
I got the magic pop. Had it
ass tricking at the one back shot. The tips, the ice, I like that a lot.
The mink, the leather, the steel.
Buddy Hammer. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and that is King Webb, the King of Kings. And we'll see you tomorrow in the a.m., 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, King. Be safe out there and hug those
You're
kids
welcome.
For me.
I will. All you right. too now. I will.
All right, man. Take care.
I'll see everybody tomorrow. All right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.